This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The latest developments in Ukraine include a deadly missile strike in the east and a mass grave in the north. AP Washington correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
A missile strike on a train station in Ukraine's east, crowded with people trying to flee the fighting, killed at least 50. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby.
It is, again, of a piece of the Russian brutality in the prosecution of this war and their carelessness for trying to avoid civilian harm.
In the northern suburb of Bucha, dozens of bodies are being removed from a mass grave near a church. Ukraine's Prosecutor General Irina Benediktova says it's worrisome, contemplating what may yet be found in the country's south and east.
We don't know what will be the next. Mariupol. Our pain too. You see what they are doing in Mariupol. That's why it's not only war crimes, it's crimes against humanity.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Meanwhile, the Ukrainian Prosecutor General's office says that approximately 67 bodies were buried in a mass grave near a church in Bucha, a northern Kyiv suburb where journalists and returning Ukrainians discovered scores of bodies on streets and elsewhere after Russian troops withdrew. The prosecutor general, Irina Benediktova, said that Friday that 18 bodies had been located thus far, 16 with bullet wounds, 2 with bullets and shrapnel wounds, 2 were women, the rest were men, she said. She also said this means that they were killed and shot. Black body bags were laid in rows in the mud. The prosecutor general's office is investigating those deaths and other mass casualties involving civilians. And she said the European Union is involved in that investigation. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has pledged to offer Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky a speedier start to Ukraine's bid to become a member of the European Union, handing Zelensky a questionnaire which will form a starting point for the EU to decide on membership for Kyiv. She said it will not, as usual, be a matter of years to form this opinion, but I think a matter of weeks. Zelensky said he would come back with answers in a week. She underlined the sanctions put on the Russia over its invasion of Ukraine, saying Russia will descend into economic, financial, and technological decay while Ukraine is marching towards a European future. This is what I see. Embracing her historic Supreme Court confirmation, Ketanji Brown Jackson delivered a simple message at a White House celebration. Details from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Jackson says it took 232 years and 151 prior justices nominated for the high court to get its first black woman, and to huge cheers said, "We've made it, all of us."
Our children are telling me that they see now more than ever that here in America, anything is possible.
With President Biden saying this is what he envisioned when he decided to nominate the court's first black female justice.
I could see it as a day of hope, a day of promise, a day of progress.
Jackson will not formally join the court until this summer, once former boss Stephen Breyer retires. When she does, it'll mark the first time 4 women and 2 black justices serve together. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Jurors have acquitted 2 defendants of all charges in a plot to kidnap Michigan State Governor Gretchen Whitmer, but could not agree on a verdict for 2 others. The verdicts were read Friday at the federal court in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Daniel Harris and Brandon Caserta were acquitted. The jurors could not agree on verdicts for Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. Croft is from the state of Delaware. The others are from the state of Michigan. Defense attorneys portrayed their clients as weekend warriors, often stoned and prone to wild talk. They said FBI undercover agents and informants tricked the men into agreeing to a conspiracy. Prosecutors entered evidence that the men discussed abducting Whitmer before the FBI sting began. Recapping our top story, a deadly missile strike in Ukraine has killed at least 50 civilians. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian prosecutor says 67 bodies were buried in a mass grave near a church in Bucha. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.